And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Pete Gray's not going to be joining us. He's up at Whaler's Cove having a great time, I'm sure, getting in on some really good fishing. Hopefully we'll hear from him later in the show, but boy, do we have a great one for you today. It's the man, Mr. Excitement, Mark Mills from Shimano, is going to be joining us all morning. We're going to be talking about some great fishing, some great new product, and giving away a really cool prize. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice, right here on the mighty 1090.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever. Which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
My angler H2O. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Aye.
I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind-stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2-to-1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As we said, Pete Gray is on our Whalers Cove trip up to Angoon, Alaska, having a great time. But, boy, are we going to have a fun one today because, one, the fish are really biting, and the guy sitting across from me is one of the most favorite guests here on Let's Talk Hookup for a long time, and that's Mark Mills. Morning, Mills.
Morning, buddy. What's going on, Ricky? Yeah.
Doing very good. Stoked to have you in here this morning. What a perfect timing with the fishing going on the way that it is this year.
I love this one show. This August show that I always do is the best. Yeah. Fishing's always good, hopefully.
Yeah, right.
It's better than the January one. And we came out of ICAST. We won some awards there. We got new products to talk about. This is a slam dunk. This is going to be a great show.
This is good times. This is fun times to be in the fishing world of things. Just because, like you said, the fishing is white hot. It's really good everywhere. And we're all wanting to buy new gear, myself included. You guys had, like you said, coming off of a really great ICAST, introduced a lot of new products, and were very well received this year.
Yeah, we had good stuff for the West Coast, you know. Terramar's rocking. We had Torium in January coming out, you know, that was good. Conquest is out, you know, that's a sick reel. So, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff. Poppers are out, the new Orca Pop, and, you know, with this tuna stuff, people love to get into that game.
This was a really huge year for the everyday guy, like ourselves, you know, a lot of us out there that, you know, maybe the budget isn't there for, you know, the highest of high end. This was the year that for the guy that doesn't want to really kill the budget, some really cool stuff came out. And with the brand new Torium, the brand new Terramars, the brand new Twin Power, it's like so much of that highest, you know, highest level gear, that technology all filtered down into these rad reels that are really easy on the pocketbook.
So you're talking a little, I heard you say Twin Power. You're actually coming on.
I don't want to talk.
Every year we go on this, we see it a little bit more and more and more and more.
I've been chipped away enough that it's a thing.
It takes some time. But you know, the guys that popper stuff, ideally that's probably the best thing to throw the popper.
No doubt.
However, you know, the guys are starting to learn how to kind of square crank the reels on the poppers to make them perform the way they want to do. But, you know, and you can get away with that on a popper, but when you're walking a walking bait like our regular orcas, then that spinning stuff, you need to be able to keep the rod tip up and work it properly.
It's just, for a bait that doesn't weigh a ton, you know, it does. It just, the performance is better. Like, say, the angle that you can keep the rod at, the line direction and movement that you get out of a spinning rod, it's just better than conventional
gear. You just get that coordination with your right hand that you usually have a hard time getting with a conventional reel, you know. So, no, it's a good thing. And like I said, that reel, fortunately, you know, it's a high-end spinning reel. It comes in just under Stella and just above Saragossa. All three of those good reels, but, you know, that Saragossa 300 price point range dollar is a good one, and to step to the Stella, that's a big jump for people. So now we have something right in the middle there, and then you can throw in, you know, we got the new Oshia rods in there, which is it's a new popping rod that we have. I don't know if you have them there at the store, but they're just starting to ship, and with those, which are matched up for that price point, dude, sick setup.
Yeah, very cool. And same thing applies on the conventional side with, you know, a lot of redesign this last year for the budget in mind, but still crazy, crazy good performance.
Yeah.
With the Terramar and the new Torium HG.
Exactly. You know, we knew that there's definitely a difference between the Terramar, which is technically an inshore rod, but we've added a lot of what we can call inshore, offshore rods to the
mix,
which is awesome. It's a much faster action rod, but where you've got Therese and Talus that are a little bit more parabolic, a little slower action, I think we lost some of our guys because they couldn't quite get used to that. Everybody has their own preference.
Different.
There's a ton of rods out there for that reason.
Right.
So fortunately, the new Terramar comes in at a much faster action. Great for the guys that use the longer top shot, you know, rather than it tied pretty much almost directly to the Power Pro line. And it's just a little stiffer, and the guys like that. And it's a great-looking rod, too.
And you guys have added, added different lengths, added different actions to the series. There's more to choose from. It's a very cool, you described it best, inshore, offshore rod, something that a guy might use on a half-day boat to catch a yellow, and then the next day he's jumping on a day and a half to go pull on a bluefin.
Right. And, you know, we've changed the technology up, too. It still is TC4 like our current Terramars that were out there, which is been kind of a staple. We've done very well with that, and it's through a lot of our other lines. But we've actually added what we call tech tape to it, which is a kind of a polypropylene tape that we bake onto the rod that gives you that extra protection that you would probably need on a sport boat West Coast, because We all know, we put our rod at the rail, we walk away, and the next guy next to you steps on it. And this kind of, what it does is it protects the blank from getting those scratches where you're going to see that failure. So it's very lightweight, but that Tech Tape really will really protect the blank. So it's not part of the blank. It's actually a portion that goes on top. And I think that that'll really improve the performance.
Cool. Yeah. The last time Robbie was in here, he was talking about rods and when rods do break or when they do fail. And it has, he said, 90% of the time it has very little to do with how it broke or the time it broke, that rod, quote-unquote, broke a month ago when it fell down, when it slammed in the car door, and that little fracture grew and grew and grew and grew. So this protects it from that little fracture beginning to happen when it does fall down or it does get wedged in the tailgate or whatever that story is.
Exactly, and I'm sure Robbie went through this too. As we evolve and our technologies evolve, everybody wants one thing. What's going thinner, what's going lighter.
Right.
Thinner, lighter comes with a cost. You can't get away with the guy grabbing the tip and trying to pull a backlash out and, you know, fish gets gaffed, throws it on the boat, your rod's at, you know, 11 o'clock.
Sure.
Things are going to break a little bit more, so you have to be a little bit more, you know, concerning when you're playing with that. But you just have to make sure that, you know, with a thinner, lighter rod, it's not going to be as strong.
Sure.
But we're still trying to come and make waves on making the strength and the durability there as well in different avenues.
Well, I think you nailed it. I really like them. I really like that new Terramar. I really like the new handles you put on. Everything's got a real seat now. They still have that great X shrink tube. I love
shrink tube with the EVA with shrink tube over there. That's kind of the new hot thing, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, we did it back with Terramar jig sticks, but this is what we've added with real seats, so that makes it nice. And we make some jig sticks, too, with real seats, so if you're into that, which is amazing, the whole Tranq scenario. We had a little slow go with Tranq. Took a little bit of time. Had to get some people to use it, but with the way the jig fishing's been last year and this year and all year round yellowtail fishing and the surface iron bite, dude, Tranq is the way to go. Dude, we can't keep them in stock.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bad thing to keep, you know, not being able to keep them in stock, but in a way it's a good thing. So,
speaking of not being able to keep in stock, just keep things in stock and bad thing, good thing, how insane must your phone be ringing off of everybody that wants a flat fall lure?
Yeah, let's not even bring that up anymore. it's been tough. You know what? What is good is that many of the dealers out there have them in stock for the most part. You guys, at the landing there, I don't know because I know the landings are a little bit different because they can have one guy on the boat goes, hey, everybody needs a flat fall, and everybody comes up and buys 60 of them one thing. You can find dealers out there that have them in stock.
Yeah.
I know that Hogan's has them in stock. We've had a tough time keeping them because as soon as they come in, they ship out. But if I gave you the number of the amount of jigs that we've sold this year and what we forecast to sell, even blowing that up, I was in a meeting a few days ago and I was like, oh, well, I better shut my mouth because we're even way above what we forecasted.
Sure.
So it's learning that portion of the business and trying to get it. And the bad thing is that if they didn't bite it, then you get stuck with everything. So we've got to manage that, you know, very well.
The thing that's been crazy is I don't think I've ever seen a lure that is, I mean, it, don't get me wrong, it's different. It's different in weight and shape and everything, but it's not worldly different from something else, and I've never seen something that's kind of similar work so much better. That flat fall gets bit so good.
Yeah, there's a just like anything, you come out with anything good, it happens to us before, we know, and there's a lot of competition that knocks it off or copies it, and it's similar. Shape is similar. That is one element of a jig, just like Taddy. They have a lot of jigs that are shaped similar.
Right.
Just like flatfall, it's shaped similar, but the density of the metal, the angle of the metal, everything, those little, like, 1, 2, 3% differences changes everything. Not saying you're not going to get bit on the competition stuff, but it isn't probably going to get bit and fish as well as the flatfall.
I think I kind of meant more towards, like, the original dart-style jigs.
Oh,
you know, I mean,
yeah.
It's like, it's dart-ish, you know what I mean?
It's Colt Sniper kind of comes into that world.
But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I mean, we've been fishing darts for years and years and years, and then this thing came out don't get me wrong, it is definitely different, but in the grand scheme of things, it's, you know, it's a flat piece of metal with a hook on it, and it's, you know, it's dart-ish, but that thing gets bit so good and so easy to fish.
That's the thing, you know, we didn't have to go through the flat side jigs and stuff, which is, you know, more butterfly
flat side
vertical.
Butterfly.
That takes some talent and some dedication to learn it and do it properly. However, not everybody's going to do that and use the right gear for that. This makes it nice because the guys can drop it straight down, they can retrieve it back, or they can cast it, and it's going to fall different on the cast because you have more of an angle on your line.
Sure.
So it makes it easy for everybody. And, you know, when the deckhands are on there, like, okay, guys, we're loaded up with bait and go up to the landing, and everybody needs to go grab. It's kind of like barracuda fishing was years ago. Everybody needs a blue and white jig. So you need a flat fall.
You described exactly what happens to us all the time. You know, with summertime and hot water, and thank gosh the guys at Everingham Brothers are keeping bait in the boxes, because I know just that is impossible. You know, I mean, bait gets tougher these times of years, and you nailed it. I mean, the sport boats have come to praise that lure so much. That's what happens is we'll be in the shop, and, oh, everybody, a box flat falls came in, awesome, and we'll get them stocked up. And the next day, it doesn't matter how many that box has in it. It might be 25, it might be 200. The next day, they're all gone.
Yeah, well, being that, you know, landing and tackle stores, and when I worked at Dana Wharf, I remember Mike Hansen, you know, giving me crap at the time where I was trying to manage, you know, we have 15 boats going out, and everybody needs 60 jigs. Well, how come you didn't order 1,000 jigs? Well, because I didn't want to stuck with 1,000, you know, jigs of inventory. But, that's the way it goes. That's landing.
But like you say, it's a great problem to have. The jig is just awesome and so well-received.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of like during the winter when they sculpt and fish, and everybody now needs a Lucanus jig. So grab a Lucanus jig. So
get it now.
And those are new, too. So we got the single-hook bigger Lucanus jigs that came out, too,
okay.
Bucktail jigs. So, that's going to be, excuse me, pretty good.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, there's just so much going on with everything. You guys are just so good at pushing the envelope, and always the timing is just right. And, you know, speaking of new lures and the way things are going, the time of year that I'm really excited about right now, especially if it follows the trend like last year, is as we move into middle summer, later part of the summer, it's when that yellowfin tuna really starts to get to want to eat the surface lures, the poppers and the orcas and things like that. And last year, it's kind of following along the same suit. The tuna fishing was so good for so long, guys got to the point where, like, well, I've been three or four times, and I've caught my limit three or four times. I want to do something different, and I want to start fishing with a popper. And I know you guys, again, iCast, very well received a new popper for this year. Right?
Yeah, two different sizes. We have a 120 and also a 150, the Orca Pop, and it actually fishes really good. You can chug it and just constantly retrieve it in, and it kind of has the way that the cup shape and the blowhole on the top kind of makes a really neat direction, or you can, you know, pop it like a regular popper as well. Matter of fact, coming back from Panama here the week before last, we had some really, you know, the bites that we did get, it was very difficult. We're all on that Orca 120 Orca Pop. It bit really well, so you have that. And then we have our standard Orca too, which, you know, you can fish either or.
So, guy is in our scenario and been fishing a couple times, had some success, watched the guys last year have really good popper fishing. Not a cooler way in the world to catch a yellowfin tuna.
Yeah, but you know what's neat about last year is that it was so different than years prior, like even long-range tuna fishing. Because last year the poppers were, you plop it, let it sit there like a bass lure, and then they blow up
and
on
they
it.
Eat it on the
where
paws.
Years before, and the orca fishing is straight up skip jig, you know,
sure.
Boom, boom, boom. You could hardly get bit like that last year. This year, I hear they're eating it skipping a little bit better, but it's the plop, plop, let it sit there for like 5 seconds, and they come up and eat it like a large brown bass. But,
so cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
So if I'm out there, I really want to do that. What's the outfit? What are you going to buy right now if, man, I've been hearing about it, and I want to do it, and I want a popper, and this is, I mean, conventional or spinning, whatever, what's most going to the tackle store to buy?
You know what I would do is either one of the Therese 7-8 popping rods,
okay.
Or, you know, take a look at the Oshia 8-3 heavy popping rod. I like that one. I like the little heavier stick.
Nice long rod.
You could throw both. You could throw the 120 or the 150 popper. The 120 is probably going to be the hot one out here, I would assume. And then I would probably get a 10,000 twin power because
okay.
It's new, and I would put on that 50-pound Power Pro Super Slick.
Love that line.
Yeah, Power Pro Super. You like that? That's your deal.
That's what I fish.
You know, yeah. What's also cool is, you know, we got new Max Quattro out too, mm-hmm. and that thing. But that Super Slick, especially on spinning tackle, it works very well on spinning tackle. You don't get the twisting. It's super quiet, and it casts, I would say, about 5 to 10% further than our standard Power Pro.
That's cool.
And it feels good, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like you say, and then you have an outfit that, one, you can launch the popper forever, but you're in control. You know, you hook these 20 to 40-pound tuna on the coast, and it's just not like the old days of spinning. I mean,
No, it's changed a lot. And then make sure that you rig your popper properly, and that means somewhere around a 60 to 80-pound, I would say 1 foot to maybe foot and a half at the longest, piece of fluorocarbon to the popper, and that'll keep the braided line, the power pro, from wrapping in the hooks or anything of that nature, too. Yeah, so
good tip.
Yeah, that's a good tip to do, and you don't want it too long because you don't want that knot going through your guides because it just is kind of annoying if it's long.
In an ideal rig, are you tying that fluorocarbon to your power pro, or are you connecting to a swivel?
No, I'm actually, for the most part, a lot of guys can swivel it as long as they're going to keep it that short, then you could definitely get away with it. I myself, for the most part, are still doing an Albright on that because it's quick, it's easy for me. That FG knot that's out there, if you can figure out how to tie that, and that's probably going to be the best knot for you. That's what the guys use. And then I tie it directly to the popper on that end.
So. And so no need for if everything is tied and slim and connected, you just everything no swivel anywhere, not on the lure, not on the line. Just
some
a good,
of the guys have
good
put
line
the swivel
line
on the lure. I know that Robbie and the guys at the office have done that a little bit. I tried both ways when I was in Panama because I really spent like 7 days throwing the popper. That's all we did.
And that's why I say that. I see a lot of the Panamanian guides, but that's on those big giant Kubera size poppers.
Yeah, I don't think you need it. I didn't see it being we didn't catch anything that big, 15, 16 pounds, that kind of stuff. And the popper fished good either way you did it. Maybe if you're fishing that 100 to 120 pound because of the stiffness, you might want the swivel. But 60, 80 out here is plenty strong enough for everything we're catching. You know, well, we do have some big tuna out here, too. But for the most part,
but
60 or 80, you can get it done.
The rig we're talking about, your local popper rod, your 10,000 size spinner, your 50-pound Power Pro, you just tie your piece of fluorocarbon right to the Power Pro, tie the other end right to the lure, away you go.
And I wouldn't go much heavier for our local fishing here to three-day range than a 10,000 size spinning reel. Because it gets kind of bulky and wears you down, and that... You know, you put 50-pound Power Pro on that, you're going to hold 400-some yards pretty much. You got plenty of line.
I have a that I got years ago, a 5,000-size Stella SW. 5,000 is not a big reel. I mean, it's slightly larger than what we use for freshwater fishing. And when we were on our trip to Christmas Island, we took tuna to 40 pounds, and never once did you not feel like you were in the driver's seat.
No, that's what we throw out here for the most part. If we are throwing spinning tackle with the wax wings, That 5,000 is kind of the key size right there.
I mean, I'm with you. I think a 10,000 size being appropriate. I'm just coming from the standpoint of don't be afraid that, you know, when you're talking that higher-end spinning reel, Saragossa, Twin Power, Stella, you don't need to be afraid of having a reel that maybe doesn't seem like a giant spinning reel like we thought about back in the old days.
Right, and you've got a lot more drag pressure on spinning reels, you know what I mean? So you have that, and you can get away with it. But, yeah, 10,000 is going to be a good one for you on that, and, you know, you can get on it.
I love it. I love it. Hey, speaking of good times and good fishing, we got Pete Gray on the line this morning checking in. Pete, I can't believe we're hearing from you. I figured you'd be too busy pulling on salmon and halibut this morning.
Oh, sweet dude. Good morning, Mark Mills.
Good morning, guy. What's
Rick?
Going on?
Thanks for covering for me. We actually depart this morning on the high-speed catamaran back to Juneau, and I'll be flying home this afternoon and be home and ready to go on the show tomorrow morning. But what a trip we had here at Whalers Cove Lodge. I'm standing here with Harold Davis from Davis Boats. It's the combination Davis Boats Let's Talk Hookup trip. We had close to 40 people come up here with us, and we were treated to quite a few days of fishing. When we arrived in Juneau on Tuesday, of course, we had the famous liquid sunshine that Alaska is so famous for. Raining like heck. Our ferry ride out early in the morning on Wednesday morning, it was raining, and we got here, rained for a little bit longer, and then it stopped. And then Thursday and Friday were two of the most sensational Alaskan days, and just today is the same. I'm standing on the balcony right now where there's called bright sunshine, not a breath of wind, and the fish were biting.
Unbelievable. How cool. Dude, right on.
Unbelievable. The coho fishing, the silver salmon fishing, was as good as it gets. Off the charts. It was so good that Harold Davis was self-guiding, and he cut limits in a matter of hour. How fast was it, Harold? Hour. Very fast.
We were back to dock with
Ross. Yeah, so cool. he was getting them. And the halibut limits were quick and easy. Dom, one of the guys in our group that's been up here several times, was the winner of the Whalers Cove 2-for-1. They give two for the price of one gift to the person that catches and releases the largest halibut. And that was, I think it was about a 65-incher or 60-incher, something like that. It was a pretty good one. Yeah. We released one that was about, he was probably about a 70-pounder on our boat. and it was caught on a salmon rig. We were trolling for silver. Caught them on a salmon rig.
The troll.
But we got yellow eye rockfish. We caught all kinds of rockfish. We caught now keep in mind, we have four people on the boat. A limit of silver salmon is 24 salmon. Okay, so that's a lot of salmon.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we did that like in just a couple hours. It was it was on fire. We had to go across the inside channel here. It was it was a long run for Whaler's Cove. It was about 20 minutes across the channel. And, which, believe it or not, is a really long run. But you start your day at Whaler's Cove here catching, your own herring. You use a bait rig, something like you catch mackerel with, and you catch your fresh herring. You know, you don't keep them alive, you know, bait well. You just kill them and put them on ice. But it's really kind of fun. And then you just, go troll or mooch for silvers. There were several kings caught. We caught and released some short ones on our boat, but I know Harold and Artith caught several on there, and there were several good ones on there. But just amazing. The thing that makes Alaska so amazing is when you have days like we had, which were bright sunshine, crystal clear, not a breath of wind, and you're fishing literally here at Whaler's Cove 10 minutes from the lodge. It's just, it's an amazing place. I love this place. I don't
know.
So cool,
Pete.
It's so cool.
Sounds awesome.
It's just a phenomenal operation. The food is amazing. We had, you know, they have tanks of Dungeness crab down.
Oh, you had to bring up the crab thing, huh? God, that sounds good.
We feasted on Dungeness crab and prime rib last night. And you make your own lunch and take it with you. It's like they feed you so well, and the accommodations are absolutely beautiful. And it's just a friendly, happy place. And I'm bringing home 2 full boxes of fish, so I'll be sharing with you guys.
Right. I was going to ask that. That was how we were going to end this thing. I was going to wonder, you got some homework to do when you get home, is get me some of that halibut and salmon.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Mark, a couple of the hot lures for salmon. One was the waxwing, of course. We know that on a downrigger, waxwing works great for salmon.
Yeah, that's silver and black one, yeah.
Was the flatfall. I bought the 80-gram flatfall.
What a surprise that is. The flatfall worked for something.
Four or five silvers on the flatfall just kind of dropped. We were trolling, and I dropped it back, and boom, on the sink. It was pretty fun. So,
oh, that's awesome.
It was really, really fun. So, anyway, it's a great trip here. I'll tell you more about it when I get back in the studio tomorrow. I know you guys want to get back on it, but I'm going to put Harold on the phone here. We have a combination trip next year. We have blocked 7 days in the same time period next August, which is the prime time for Whaler's Cove here. And we have a 4-day trip, we have a 3-day trip, or a 7-day trip, all in that 7-day period. I'll have all the details. Actually, all the details are already up on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. This place is amazing. You got to come here. You want to come experience real Alaska. And this is the type of place where you can bring your non-fishing person here, like your spouse or your friends or whatever, that aren't seaworthy, because it's flat calm. It's fishing is close to the lodge, and it's just absolute gorgeous place. You can go freshwater fishing if you want for a day. You can spend all your time on the saltwater. They do everything for you. It's really, really great. So whalerscovelodge.com would be the place, or check out our website, hookup1090.com. I'm going to turn it over to Harold, and I'll see you guys in the morning.
Wow, great report, Pete. Glad you guys had such an awesome time.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Harold?
Hey, what's going
HD,
on, guys?
What's going on, bud? How are you?
Lower 48.
We're doing great up here. We're jealous hearing about that crazy good fishing you guys had.
I know.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is what was really cool about it last year was I brought my wife, and before we cleared the door, she had us signed up for this year. she signed us up this year for next year. So, like Pete was saying, if you have somebody that doesn't like boat rides, that doesn't like the ocean, and there's a lot of them that don't, this is the place to come, because it's just a lake. It's absolutely gorgeous.
How cool, Harold.
Nice.
Yeah. And so you guys...
And I think the fishing aspect of it sounds so much fun, too, with either option existing, either self-guided, where you can hop in a, you know, well-appointed little boat and go do your own thing and tootle
cool.
around with plenty of direction from the people there. They say, oh, you know, troll like this, fish like this. Or you can have a guide come with you, or you can do a fully guided trip. You can kind of do what you want to do.
Correct. And it isn't any mystery. You know, the salmon are kind of at the points, and they're literally 2 miles from the lodge. And you can run out, and if somebody wants to come back, you come back to the lodge and have lunch and go back out again.
That's so cool. How cool.
Yeah. And the self-guided, you know, this is pretty nice boats. They all have Yamaha power, some with kickers. They got Raymarine electronics, radars, depth finders, downriggers. They have all the gear you need. So self-guided or guided, it is just walk up, walk in, walk out.
Yeah, well, that's such a cool thing, too. That self-guide thing is, you know, if you're an angler and you're a fisherman, there's always something special about finding your own fish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what's super cool.
And I picture, you know, the three or four fishing buddies that fish together down here, and they have their own boat all going up there as a group and doing their own thing and catching their fish. And it just sounds like an awesome time, Harold. I'm glad you guys had it. And I can't believe you actually had good weather while Pete was up there. Pete is just like such the magnet for bad weather in Alaska, and to have sunshine is, you must really have it good with somebody. There must be some Harold Davis karma going somewhere to have good weather while Pete was there.
I had to use all of it to get Chief Black Cloud out of the scene.
Well,
all right, guys, well, have a great show. Hey, I'm going to put in a little plug here. I have two openings on a Royal Polaris trip, 15-day trip in November. We leave on the 2nd, come back on the 17th. So if anybody's looking for a spot or two on the RP for a 15-day and go down and catch the big ones, give them a call there at the office.
I'll throw this out, too. That Harold Davis trip, the Davis Boats Charter, one is always known for having a really, really good group of people to go fishing with, be it novice or expert, a really fun group that gets along very well. And if you've thought about going and hadn't been before, one, if you're either a guy that likes to have a good time, or especially if you're somebody that maybe doesn't have a lot of experience big fish fishing, one of the nicest groups around. And that trip has a crazy good cycle of really getting big ones. That time of year, that trip you guys have been on year after year after year has been crazy successful.
Yes, it has. And it's an awful lot of fun. And we encourage the first-time guy on a long-range fishing trip, because most of us have caught a lot of big fish, and it's a lot of fun to show beginners how to do it. So,
yeah,
don't be intimidated. Jump on board.
Harold, great time. Thanks for wrapping up the report up at Whalers Cove Lodge. Appreciate that. We're definitely looking forward to hearing more from Pete. We'll hear all the details about your guys' great trip tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, Harold. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Tons of great information to talk about. And we're going to tell you about a couple of fantastic prizes. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, well, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And when Pete came back from the Cedros trip, he was just going on and on and on about his new favorite bass reel. And this time of year, great bass fishing going up and down the coast, guys going down to Cedros, guys fishing local. That new reel that he kept freaking out about was the new Calcutta Conquest. And I think a lot of us probably not super familiar about the Conquest. Mill, give us a little detail. What is Calcutta Conquest?
Well, you know what? We've had the 100 and 200 size, both right and left hand now. And at ICAST, we introduced the 300 and 400 in both right and left hand. But what's nice about that reel is that it's all machined aluminum frames, side plates. It's like the, you know, the Calcutta and the Calcutta D that we have, but it's got so many better features. The one big feature that you're going to notice, it's got our micro-module gearing in it, where we use a much smaller tooth area on the gearing. What that does is allow more contact between the two metals, but you cannot feel the gears touch. It almost feels awkwardly weird, like they
so
forgot
smooth.
To put the gears in this reel. And that, when you're retrieving it back and forth all day long, really adds a lot more enjoyment to it. Plus, it's going to cast better than most because we've actually raised the spool, narrowed the reel, so the level line, the line doesn't have to go back as far. You're going to cast further. It's got SVS Infinity braking system so that you can change the cast control on the side of the reel. Awesome for throwing everything.
20 years worth of learning how to make the most perfect bass reel went into Calcutta Conquest.
It really is. It's absolutely beautiful, great fishing, and like I said, it runs about $549 to $579. It's not a cheap reel. But you put it in your hands, it's like when we went from Calcutta to Calcutta CTE, you never use your regular Calcutta. You went,
right.
Now it's
that
when
step
you go,
again.
Yeah, you, it's a big step. And you literally, cool. You could turn the handle at your local tackle store and you'll be like, they didn't put the gears in this because you
awesome.
Can't feel the gears.
And that's Calcutta Conquest.
You betcha.
You
nice
go.
And gold and beautiful.
Check it out at your local tackle store. For more information, just check out Shimano.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, there's a ton going on this morning. Lots of good information. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, if you want to join us, get in the fun, talk some fishing, talk some gear, give us your catch report. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local line. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. That's the way to get through to Let's Talk Hookup right now. And as we always said, too, Mills is always so generous, such a big fun part of the show, been part of the show forever, and man, he just really brought us such a cool prize for not one lucky caller, but two lucky callers today. So very, very cool. Each caller is going to get one of those brand new Shimano Terramar West Coast rods. We've got them at the shop, and everybody in our store, we're in love with them, and they're awesome. You guys really did. I'm always so fearful every time we hear Shimano's making a change. I'm a Terramar guy, have been for a long time. And, you know, I work in a shop that gives us an opportunity to fish every rod that's available, and Terramar's been the right fit for me. I like the price. I like the guides, the components you use. They're very West Coast core rod. And then when I heard that Terramar's getting changed, I was like, oh, no, please don't do that. Just leave
it the
same.
We changed it to a couple years back, and we took a different direction. We thought that whole inshore bass tournament angler were going to be real adaptive toward this, and we went to the EVA handles,
right.
And we went
split
to the grips. Split grip, and you know, and it took some time. People got used to it, but we lost that cork guy, and now we brought the cork handles back for the inshore swim bait rod guy, plus adding the inshore slash light offshore model.
I love it. I mean, it feels every bit as good. It feels better. I mean, it feels every bit as good as it did, but better. I love that there's reel seats on them. I love the grip. I mean, you guys just nailed it. I love all those 7.5-foot bait rods that exist now.
Yep.
Everything about it was
awesome.
Because
you don't have to always go 8 now, you know what I mean? That's why the one we're giving away, actually, I think I put in there as a 7.6 medium heavy. Am I right?
That's
what it is. Because not, you know, 8's still a good rod, but that 7.6 makes it just a little easier to deal with.
7.5 foot has become a very popular length, too, in that you get a very good casting distance. It's a nice long rod, so you still get cast, but it's a little bit shorter. You get a little bit more leverage.
Yep.
It's awesome. Yeah, I love it, and I'm so excited that we're going to get to give two of those away today. Again, if you want to get your shot at two awesome Terramar rods, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. With that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the catch report, and the man Richard Castaneda from Castors is standing by, and today the Catch Report, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation and strength and durability. And the local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy to pin on your bait. Plus, it helps you put your fish on the deck. Get that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook at your favorite tackle store. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Buenos dias, Mark.
Hola. What's up, buddy?
Hey, let me tell you, Ricky, you got two of those Terramar rods, right?
We got two, bro.
All right, put my name on one, right, and then you get the other one.
I got that fine. Yeah.
I see how this is working out, huh? I see how it's working.
I'm going to take the other one, so you don't tell anybody. I won't tell anybody. We'll be good.
All right, man. Hey, my lips are sealed.
All right.
But I just want to make a quick comment before I get into the report that probably my new favorite jigging reel is the Tranks. I mean, it's so sweet. Be able to reel, you know, do all the action with it and don't have to worry about moving that line back and forth with your,
We've really changed the market on that. And we haven't really even promoted it as a jigging reel, just a surface iron here on the West Coast. But we found that jigging stuff's been real popular in the Gulf Coast and stuff, and on the Eastern Seaboard for that reel. So that's good. I'm glad you're bringing it to tuition out here for the West Coast guys as well.
No, let me tell you, it can handle anything that I've caught so far. I mean, I've caught, 60, 80, 90-pound tuna on it.
Yeah.
And it's sweet. And
I think the record on right now, from what I've heard, is like 148 has been the big one, actually.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. That thing will handle anything, like you said, for casting topwaters. I mean, it's fantastic. It'll cast a mile. But great reel, and thanks to Shimano for making that reel.
Cool.
Anyway,
thank you.
Let's get on with the report. Ricky, we just got back from our 12th or 13th annual Big Fish Roundup at Thomas Cortez. And at the end of the 3 days of fishing, which was Monday, last Monday, we had biggest tuna was 82 pounds. Nothing over 100 like we normally do, but 82 pounds. And then our biggest wahoo was at 38. Normally it's a Dorado, tuna Dorado tournament, but man, the Dorado were just like peanuts. I mean, they were just so small.
Neckties.
And so we added the wahoo to the class, and thank God we did, because quite a few wahoo come in. I bet you we had probably close to 20 wahoo went in over the 3 days of fishing, and the biggest was at 38 pounds. But getting back to the East Cape and that Cabo San Lucas and La Paz, all that Sea of Cortez, I've been going down in August for probably the last 30 years, never had a problem with the heat. For some reason, this particular month, it was unbelievable hot. Even though the daytime temperatures were like 95, 97, I think the heat index had to be somewhere around 125 or something. It was hot, hot, hot. But overall, that whole Sea of Cortez, the thing that's really missing right now is the Dorado. I don't know if the water's just too hot, or they're coming up to the the Pacific side for cooler water and heading up to our water. So, but otherwise, blue marlin are in there. Striped marlin is still hanging around. Sails are coming in over in Mazatlan there. The sails are in there now. That's basically their primary billfish this time of year, all the way through the summer into the fall. They are getting Dorado over there. And it's, like I said, it's just, it's really kind of, like I said, a weird season with this El Nino, but the El Nino is in. Everybody's talking about it. So hopefully it's a good El Nino and it brings us lots and lots of rain this coming fall and winter so that we can restore some of the water resources that we have here in Southern California.
Well
but,
said.
Ricky, that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to join us on a Christmas Island trip next May? Pesca Panama, I opened up the second week. I think I've got a couple of boats left on that. And those dates are the 27th of March to April 2nd. Otherwise, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Awesome report, Cast Man. Well, glad the Big Fish Roundup went so well. Sounds like plenty of big fish to be had, and nice to hear that the wahoos are biting down there.
Oh, they are. They really are.
Awesome. All right, Cast, great report. Appreciate it. We will talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks for Patrick.
All right, Cass, thanks a lot for that. Hey, let's jump into the phones. They are jam-packed. We're going to start it off this morning with Bob, who's calling us out in Santee. Bob, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. I actually still have my my Terramar cork-handled rod from way back when with a 300 EJ on it, and I am one of the people who really enjoy the cork.
Yep. We knew that there was still a lot of you guys, and it's kind of bad that we went away from it, but You know, and that it's a great rod. It'll last a long time. You'll have to check out one of the new ones here with the tech tapes. A little bit different, but I think you're gonna like it too.
I think it goes a lot to show about you guys. You know, Shimano's been very good at kind of leading the way that we fish on sort of things. And sometimes when we're hesitant about trying something, it's like, no, this is the right way. But it also shows that you listen to your guys and, you know, hey, this is what we felt was the right thing. And, you know, it turns out this isn't what the customer wanted. So you do the right thing and you give or probably the thing that the customer wants. And, all right, well, cork handle is definitely, let's put the cork on.
You saw that deal with Therese and the colors, you know. Not everybody liked it, so it is what it is.
Yeah. Pretty cool,
well,
Bob.
One quick question, though.
Yes, sir.
Is there any possibility, especially with the thinness of the blanks of the Therese? And I tell you what, I love that Talus West Coast rod that I was fortunate enough to get a couple of weeks back from Ricky and Pete. Is there any possibility of a 10-footer being back in Shimano's lineup, or is that just too bulky and too location-specific?
You know what?
I'm with you, Bob.
I know. Trust me, that's been very asked. Not by just one, many people. I don't know right now. I think we're going to look at that. We're going to kind of see how the whole Terramar, you know, series takes off. Right now we made kind of the bulk of where the major part of the business is. I'm sure that we're going to look at it. We'll have to look at overall numbers of how many we sell. But sometimes you, even though we don't make money on it, to complete the line, you got to have it. As an example, look at rail rods. We sell a good chunk of rail rods, which you just designed a whole new one. Now it's going to be a whole different story for us. But it's a small market. But in order to complete the line, you got to have rail rods. So that longer jig stick, you're going to run into the same thing. You know, it's not on the books right now, but it's pretty simple to build. We already, you know, can do that real fast.
You just got to wait and see how things keep rolling.
Exactly. And if it starts off like it is at Gangbusters, like it's going at Ricky and a lot of the good tackle stores that we hear have in Southern California and all over, then I don't see it probably not being in the lineup in the next, you know, in
Who
the
knows?
Next few years.
Wait,
Who knows?
Wait and see.
It's a Shimano wait and see. I can't answer yes or no. I have to read that off my hand.
Hey, Bob, appreciate the phone call very much.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for getting us rolling
thanks,
this
Bob.
Morning. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. We got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Cedros Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedros Island. Cedros Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedros Tackle's own brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedros Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spearfishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedros Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedros Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedros Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedros Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at CedrosTackle.com. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season, so why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Before we jump into the phones, we're going to go up to Katmai Lodge in Alaska. We got Jeff standing by this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Pete. How are you, buddy?
Oh, well, Jeff, we're doing great. Pete's actually not in the studio. This is Rick and Mark in here this morning, but doing very well. Anxious to hear what's going on this week at Katmai.
Hey, well, we got silver salmon coming in like crazy right now. Our salmon fishing right now is getting better and better, man. We've caught them this week. I had one client this week, caught them on a spinner, a jig, a wet fly, and a dry fly all in one day, so. We got lots of fish around, man. Lots of salmon. Our fly out streams are going off like crazy right now. They're trout fishing. The stock guys are up there starting to spawn. The trout are chowing down on all the eggs. And so we've had really good fly out fishing this week. More and more salmon showing up every day. It's been good.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like certainly very good fishing. And this is a time of year when that really big trout starts to bite those big mouse patterns. And you start hearing, what would you say a very doable trophy-sized trout is this time of year up there at Katmai, Jeff?
Oh, you know, we get them anywhere from, you know, an 18 to 20-inch trout would be a good one. And then we get them all the way up into the upper 20s. So,
crazy.
You know, anywhere from 3 to 7, 8 pounds, really.
Awesome. Well, certainly a great time to be going. Sounds like everything's happening, trout, salmon, the whole nine. If somebody wants to experience the everything that goes on, the Katmai experience, Jeff, how do we do it?
Well, you know, right now, August is just on fire. I mean, fishing's great. We do have room for a few more guests. You know, it's a great time to be up here. You can catch us on your Facebook link through your website. You can go to katmai.com. If you want to email us, you can email us at info@katmai.com. You know, just check out the website, check out the Facebook, get all that information off your guys' website, man, and we'll be happy to have anybody that wants to come out and treat them well.
Sounds great, Jeff. Appreciate it. Great report, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you again here real soon.
All right, guys. You have a great day.
All right, Jeff, man. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, let's jump right back into these jam-packed phones. We're going to talk to Don, calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Mark, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Don.
Hey, Mark, I got to tell you, you know, we get a chance to talk a couple times a year on the radio here. I was out on a 2.5 day on the Pacific Queen, came home with 4 beautiful bluefin tuna. My Shimano gear just performed perfectly. I love my Talikas. I love the Trinidad. Haven't caught anything on my Shimano spinning reel yet, but I'm going to keep on trying.
Like Kirky said, you know, Labor Day is coming up here. After Labor Day, the crowds settle down, the fish get a little bit more active, they come up tight, so, you know, get on there after Labor Day, and you'll get them on the popper. You know, throw one of the Orca poppers or one of the Orca, you know, standard walking Orcas, and you'll get them.
I will definitely do that. Hey, quick question
for
you. When I get home, based on the recommendation from your team there in the reel repair down in Irvine, they said take a spray bottle of water to my reels. Don't drench them with a hose. So I do that.
Right.
My question is, would it hurt to use Salt-X on any of my rods and reels?
No, absolutely. Not at all. You know, as long as you dilute it down, spray that on there, especially if you're going to put it away for the season, definitely do that. Make sure that you when you spray it down there, tighten your drags up, so make sure no moisture gets in it. Once you've sprayed the Salt-X on there and you've wiped it off and everything else, then back your drags off and then just back them to the way just touch, just so there's an equal amount of pressure. And that's not a problem. All that does is help decimate some of the salt particles in there as well, I can't make up there. Everybody has their own thing. I spray a little bit of Windex on there because I think Windex and Salt-X are very similar. I don't know molecularly if they're different. They smell the same. They're kind of ammonia-based. I don't know. But the Windex puts just a very thin film on it, and I'm sure the Salt-X does as well. It just keeps it from corroding up and getting salty. So, yeah, that's all you need to do. That won't hurt anything. Go ahead and do that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Sure, no problem.
Great job, Don. Appreciate the phone call very much, and glad you guys got into some of that nice bluefin there on the Pacific Queen trip. Appreciate the call. How about next up, we talk to Kenny. He's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Kenny. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I got my Educatus jigs and my flat falls and stuff, but the Colt Sniper, I've heard you might want to change the hooks out on those. Can you give me some info on that?
I mean, any of those things, you can. I wouldn't change it to a bigger hook by any means. You know, a hook on a lure means a lot. It actually is its runner, its keel, everything else. But you can upgrade the hooks. You know, we have to keep the hook that's on there is a good hook.
I was just going to say, I was almost going to stop you, Mills. We sell half a dozen dart-style jigs in the shop. The biggest selling point for us on Colt Snipers is exactly that you don't need to do it. Most of what's out there in that style of jig is not up to the task of catching a bigger tuna. You know, most of what we sell in that line of lures needs to have new split rings and new hooks. A Colt Sniper, in my opinion, for sure doesn't.
Well, that's one of the reasons. They're not a cheap jig. They're not a really expensive jig. There's more expensive jigs. But for the most part, it's a fairly, expensive jig for that price point. But that's because of the quality of split ring hooks. Once again,
exactly. Just
like the competition, you pay for what you get. But if you are going to change it out, say you're on a trip and somebody, a deckhand, grabs a pair of pliers and bends it. That's kind of where I'm going with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can change it out, but make sure that you try and find a hook that's very, very similar in size and diameter and everything. Because as you go bigger and people think, well, I'll put a bigger hook on it, I'll catch more fish. That factors in on how the jig swims, and you'll catch less fish. So keep the sizing the same.
I'm with you. Like I said, that's my favorite thing about the Colt Sniper is it's got good split rings and good hooks on it.
You said, like, the only time it gets bent up, Ricky, is the deckhand, goes to rip it out and he bends it. You try and bend it back. And once you start bending the hook back and forth, it's going
to
go.
It might be a dollar or two more than a similar lure on the rack, but you need to put a $2 hook and $1.50's worth of new split rings on it, and then it's lesser expensive. I mean, trust me, we see it all the time because we have the original packaging of the competition next to yours, and then when we redo the original ones the right way, they're $2 more than what a Colt Sniper costs right off the rack.
And that's how a good dealer, because a good dealer like that understands those differences. Another dealer goes, well, it's still silver. There's another silver jig. It's the same jig. It's cheaper. It's not. There's things that we do that make it better.
Yeah.
Same with the reels. You know, we do the same thing on our reels.
What's the right size if a guy's going on a trip right now, wants to fish a Colt Sniper, whether it's casting at tuna that are up splashing around, trying to fish on the slide? What would you...
You know what? That 80 gram's been pretty solid. The 100, you can get away with two. Mm-hmm. Anything bigger than that tends to fall pretty fast. You may miss that fish that would eat it on the drop.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to pick a size, 80 or 100, you could even get into a 60 if you feel confident enough and you could throw it long enough. A 60 could be good. But stick with the 80. That's going to be your sweet spot, I think.
Do
you think? I mean, you've been selling them.
Totally agree.
Right, in the same game?
Totally agree. I like that 80 gram. I think it's probably the best lure to fish when that fish is up and splash around on the surface, but it goes down as soon as you approach it with the boat. Maybe you can't get on it as good to fish a flat fall. You can put it on your long rod. We've caught a tremendous amount of yellowfin this year fishing a Colt Sniper on our traditional yellowtail surface iron gear. Long rod, 9-foot, 10-foot rod, Trinidad 20. You can cast a 100-gram Colt Sniper, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile, you know, when you load that thing up. And so you can stay off of the fish a long ways. And if you can get a Colt Sniper into a spot of fish that's jumping around, if you can make an accurate cast while that fish is splashing, you get a bite, I mean, a very high percentage of the time.
Yeah, that one, you know, that 130, 160, the heavier stuff, that just doesn't, it's almost too fast. By the time it hits the water and goes down, you may not get that non-aggressive fish to grab it. So 80's where you want to be, buddy.
There you go, Kenny. Appreciate the phone call very much. Scott Sherman is on the line. What's up, Sherm?
Hey, buddy. Good talking to you the other day. Thought I'd give you a little fish report from Thursday.
All right.
You know, we talked about the 181, 182 area, and the more the day went on, the more I was hearing less and less encouraging information. So we kind of got on Fish Dope and looked at water charts and all that. You know that big swirl that kind of went out towards the San Salvador Knoll in that area? We decided to head out towards that temperature break and had football tunas out there, but I tell you, the patties and the Dorado out there were just thick as could be, and there wasn't another boat in sight all day long. It was just amazing. We were getting bit on chunk, on live, on jigs, everything we were throwing at the dodos, we were getting bit. And I even had one female went about 22 pounds.
No kidding.
Nice fish.
Nice.
Yeah, nice fish. Nice fish. Not the usual necktie stuff.
Sherm, that's awesome. Way to get away from the pack and find some biting fish. And it's crazy how well that fish is responding to the chunk this year. Everything. The tuna, the Dorado, everything.
Yeah, it was just crazy. We found three barn door sized patties, buddy, that were within a quarter mile of each other. We just kind of sat in the middle and waited for the waves to come through and would look and see what size you wanted to throw out. It was amazing.
That's awesome, Sherm. Glad it was such a successful trip. Appreciate you keeping us up to date with a quick little report there.
Thanks, buddy, again for the intel. And also on that the Tranks reel that I heard people talking about.
Yeah.
Don't have one in my arsenal yet, but I tell you, I fished with Captain Benny. And he was tossing one of those things, and he kept making these little adjustments on that reel until he was tossing that thing a lot further than I could get out of my rod. So, I mean, it's a pretty amazing reel.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that VBS casting system makes a difference. You just got to understand how to use it.
You make a really good point. Shimano makes the access to the braking system very easy through via the left side plate, the little door that opens up. And that's something that, you know, I hear a lot of times at the shop, guys will talk about, they like the reel or this, and, you know, it's very easy to make adjustments, and I'll bet that that's a reel that between Corrados and the different small round reels and the Tranks, I'll bet that's a reel that a lot of us out there that are listening own in our arsenal, and I would bet a high percentage never open up the door and adjust those breakaways.
No, and that really changes on the weight of the jig, the wind in your face, and the rod that you're using. So there's at least three hardcore factors, let alone the line that you're using, that should make you change that throughout the day or throughout the trip or throughout the lures.
You might think, oh, I like two breaks on, and that's where I fish my reel all the time. Yeah. But you'd be amazed that when the wind is going the right direction, maybe you drop down to one, or it's going the other direction, you go up to three. You'd be surprised that sometimes adding an extra break on the reel will increase the distance and cast that you're making.
Yeah. Yes, so it will, definitely. And reduce the amount of backlashes or overruns, whatever you want to call it.
There you go. Hey, appreciate again the call very much, Sherm. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charter.com.